I'll show this. Tonight's year is sponsored by the Heiluka Hartstein family, commemorating the very special honor of the wedding of my dear brother-in-law and new sister-in-law, Max and Lori Bachman. They should be zeichah to build a bais nemu b'Yisrael. And if you try to sing me over the shir, it's not going to work. Also, we are dedicating tonight's year in memory of the Shloshim. I apologize to Saul Lightman, who we'll still do it another time, but I trumped him because of the fact that I really didn't have to sponsor tonight and pay something, because I was paying for it anyway. So in memory of the Shloshim, commemorating the Shloshim of his brother-in-law, Mitch Grossman, who is Nachman Moshe. Menachem Avraham ben Nachman Moshe. His neshama should have an aliyah, those that have been involved and heard the great mussar of his lifetime, specifically the end of his life, and how committed he was to Torah mitzvahs. So it should be a melech yosher for all of Klal Yisrael.
Amen.
So tonight is, I guess, the beginning of preparing for Shavuos. We did a little bit last week, Hashkafa. It's been hurting me a bit not to do halacha. So we'll do a little bit of halacha, but make everybody happy. Something that's bothered me for quite so many years, and that is, of course, this topic of the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. You always have your argument of those that don't have the quote-unquote stamina to stay up the whole night, so they tie to the best time in the world, I believe, which is, I'm going to learn a lot more the next day than you'll ever learn in your night of learning. So the question is that in fact a good enough excuse, quote-unquote? As well, just so everybody understands here, we had a Sheva Brachas tonight, since I've been here since 7 o'clock. Everybody knows that I normally prepare the shiur like 8:30, so I didn't get a chance to do that, so I'm just stalling a little bit. I don't have a mouth to say. So that being said, we'll discuss it. Thank you. That's towards the end, but remind me if I forget it. And then the other question is, I remember my grandfather quite well. My grandfather I have it at home, a Tikkun Leil Shavuos. It is a Tikkun, as we have by many things, a Seder of how you're supposed to learn on Shavuos night. Which in older times, many shuls, this is what they did at night. And they took the whole night reading it. We know those that have this tikkun, you read Bereishis, and then three pesukim here, three pesukim there. We'll get into that. So that's another question I want to discuss tonight. Are we allowed to have those razzle-dazzle shurim that many of you experience throughout your Shavuos holiday to keep you awake, of course, with those great topics? So maybe that's something that's not appropriate. Maybe we should all be sitting down and learning tikkun Shavuos. So that's what we'll discuss. And in fact, what is the whole source of staying up the whole night? Is it better if I'm going to have a good night's sleep and learn more? Those are the questions for tonight. So the first source of this is really based on a Zohar. We'll see the Zohar quoted a few times. The Magen Avraham raises it in Siman Tuf Tzadik Dalet. He says as follows, Isa b'Zohar, it's written in the Zohar, Shechasidim harishonim, the early Chassidim, Hayu Ne'orim Kol Alayla, they were up the whole night, the Oiskim B'Torah. We're talking about Shavuos night, of course. The Kvar Nogu Rov, right, Halomdim, that most of those that are the learners, La'asos Kein, most of the people, in fact, go ahead and do this. And the Efshar, Latte Tam, what's the reason for this? Why do we do this? Afi Pshato. What's the Pshat? Pshat is, Lafi Sheyesh Yisrael, Hayu Sheinim Kol Laila. So he's getting this based on the Midrash Rabbah in Shir HaShirim, which tells us that Bnei Yisrael slept when Matan Torah was being given. Kol HaLaila. V'hatzorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ha'ir Asam. Rachman HaTzolani, you got to wake them up. Ki D'Itzu B'Medrash L'chein Anu. So we know as children we learned the famous story about Bnei Yisrael. In the time of Matan Torah, they were sleeping, Nebuch. The call of the shofar woke everybody up, the greatest alarm clock you could have. Now, this was, of course, not the best way to accept the Torah. So we want to remember that, and it goes very nicely with the Hashkafah year last week when we explained that every single year we have the pleasure of accepting the Torah anew, that it's not just a zecher, it's not just a remembrance of Matan Torah, but every year we're makabel. So every year we should be makabel the Torah through what? The obvious, through staying up the whole night, because we're accepting the Torah anew. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Berurah in source number 2. The Mishnah Berurah, now, again, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say it's very, very similar. It's important to understand, because tonight's really a halacha shir, and it's not the Zohar shir. But we know that when we have a general klal sometimes we have when halacha trumps Zohar, or what we call Kabbalah, and when the other way around. So how does it work? So clearly when there's nothing trumping it, when there's a good source in the Sefer HaKadoshim of Kabbalah, and it's quoted in Sifri Halacha, it seems quite black and white that we follow this, because there's no recourse to say otherwise. When we have a stira, for example, the famous Shiloh about William Yitzchak out, or other things that might be construed as inappropriate, so then already we have reason to say that this is something that we shouldn't do. But here we see the Magen Avraham quotes this minhag, and then the Mishnah Berurah. Isa b'zor chasidim harishonim hayunarim kol alayla v'yoskim v'torah the karnogu rogo, right? He takes it exactly from the Magen Avraham, and he adds, the Isa b'shulchan aruch ha'arizal da'ay shekol ni shebelayla lo yashan, anybody who didn't sleep on this night, klal at all, the ikar v'hayosik v'torah, and the ikar, of course, is not that he was just up talking to his buddies, but he was oisik b'Torah, he was learning Torah, muftach lo. He is promised what? This is unbelievable. Sheyishalim shenasa v'lo yireh lo shum nezek. That the entire year, no nezek will have. The other lashon that's quoted is that he will not, that year, he will be zoichel that he cannot die on that year. Okay, don't bring me a raya from a guy you knew who learned the whole night, right? So I'm not going to bow moises here. I'm not going to explain what exactly happened in that case. Although one could argue maybe, you know, that's not for tonight's year. But that is a pretty strong statement, and I might add, a pretty strong statement quoted in the name of the Mishnah Berurah. This is the Chafetz Chaim quoting this. So it's a very, very strong argument. However, I must point out once again that he says, V'hayu oisik b'Torah, the ikar, that's the ikar, that he's oisik b'Torah. So then he says that that's going to happen. The Atam Kosovo Magen Avraham is the pashtus that the Rebbe Shalom had to wake Bnei Yisrael up. So we see here quite well, I believe, codified this idea that in fact we have to stay up the whole night. No machloik is over here. No argument that you shouldn't stay up all night, it seems to me. And you want further help. And you could say, I have to stay up all night because I don't want any nezik to happen to me during the entire year. I don't know if anybody ever heard this Kabbalistic idea as well, that there's a certain hour, you look outside in the moon, and everybody know what I'm talking about? And you see, no, I'm crazy? And you see who the Akal is, or whatever. There's all these Kabbalistic things, that the night of Matan Torah is a very, very special night. And as we'll see a little bit later on in the Kaf HaChayim, you have to be extremely careful as opposed to other nights. So other nights of the year, so let's say we're in the Beis Medrash and we're learning with the Chavrusas. So a person has to be extremely careful. Rabbi Neuberger points this out, I think it's a very, very good vort. Rabbi Neuberger said that we don't realize how our wives have so much more zechuyas than we have. Because the moment that a wife allows a husband to go out and learn, so let's give the example of tonight if we may, although tonight was a better night than usual, but let's say tonight. So your wife says, where are you going? You just came home from work, honey pie. And you say, I don't know what happens to your house, but you say, what's your answer? And you say, my dear honey, thank you so much for letting me go out. I'm going to Rabbi Hartstein Shir. It's so exciting. She says, but honey pie, you didn't eat any dinner. Don't worry about dinner. There's usually a salad bar, maybe a fruit. I'll grab something. Don't worry about it. So now what happens? So now you go out to learn, and it's 8:45, and you come to shul. Hopefully you daven ma'ariv, whatever. And now you come downstairs. And now, what time does the shir start? Everybody knows. Anybody who's ever come to Rabbi Hartstein's shir, there was a time in the Alta Haim you just started at 9:15. Now you're lucky if it starts 9:30, sometimes 9:35. So Nebuch, this wife staying at home, you get no schar limud for sitting and eating new Chinese from Cedar Lane. No, I'm kidding. From wherever kosher place you got it, until the okay. Okay. And so Zucker Rabbi Neuberger, guess who gets the schus? The wife gets the schus. You're a batlon? You're sitting in the base medrash with your chavrusa and you're talking about why the dollar is so weak? She gets the schar limud. She thinks you're sitting and learning. That's the schus that she has. She has that schus of learning. Because she let you go out, she lets you go to the base medrash. You have to be extremely careful what you do in that base medrash, but when it comes to Shavuot night, you have to be even so much more careful, zuck the Mishnah Berurah. And then, source number three, I don't want to scare anybody, right? We only have, Baruch Hashem, a few people here over the age of 40, so I'm getting pretty close. And Zot the Zohar in source number three, source number three, the Zohar HaKadosh says this is not the actual Zohar HaKadosh, so don't worry, it's a Hebrew translation, it's very watered down, don't worry about it, but just to see what the original source is. And they said, the Omer L'Chaverim, I just like that this is, you know, the addition. It's very nice when we see, at least we can see the Zohar inside. It's obviously not the real Zohar, the Hebrew translation, but there's a nice additive to this. The Yom L'Chaverim, you go to your friends, boy, look, Moshe, Kedusha, Lanu, Vanenu, Be'olam Hazev, Be'olam Haba. Let's imbue the Kedusha level of Har Sinai through learning of the Torah for us in the future generation, Cholelu. Shavasak, the Sikhim Balai Lazet, the Smechimbo. It's such a tremendous night of happiness. Everybody together, everybody learning the Hagadosh, the Sefer Zichronos, will explain what it is that Kaddish Baruch Hu Mivarech Oysam. And the Rabbanu Tam is looking down on us. He goes, look at all these people sitting and learning Torah. 3 o'clock in the morning. Mivarech Oysam, Mishvim Barachais, Ksorim, Anoylim, Elion. Unbelievable. As Nidru Yira Hashem, Isha Reyo, right? And of course, Sri Ramachazak. Because of Sefer Zorchon Lepanecha. He's going to write Sefer Zichronos. He's going to remember this, what you're doing here. Similar, the Kavach Chaim is going to say that it's like a chasana again. We're remarrying the Rabbanu Shalom. And we're waiting for him. And the Rabbanu Shalom is so happy with this. How could he, unbelievable that we are going ahead and following the way of Hashem and staying up the whole night to accept the Torah. Further discusses the Zohar HaKadosh, the Sefer Zicharon is a specific Sefer Zicharon. There's a specific order of what should be learned out of Kabbalah. And it is not the razzle-dazzle shurim that we know of, right? Whatever your, you know, whatever your topic of the year is, or your few topics, whoever's going to speak. So, right? It's not going to be that. It's going to be a specific what you should learn. Some have other minhagim, which we've seen, which is some people like to learn sefer mitzvos, some people like to learn chinuch, something that has to do, of course, with targum mitzvos. But here we see the Zohar says the sefer zikaron, something specific. Source number 4. If we've said it once, unfortunately, I don't know if I'll be able to say this again. And that is that we want to see what the source of Hilchos Shvius is. Shavuos, it is what? It is the Chok Yaakov. For Yaakov Reicher codified our halacha, as we said, he is the winner when it comes to Hilchos Pesach, so it spills over to Hilchos Shavuos as well. My joke, of course, about Shavuos, right? Raise your hand if you remember the joke. Can you know it? I always remember this by Shavuos because of my Halakha bookcases. After we got married, so Baruch Hashem, my wife picked out the bookcases for us. Beautiful pink bookcases that we had for many years. Finally, we moved into my home. She let me get Svarim, not bookcases. Shranks. Yeah. So we actually went to another Hasidic place, not Frankel's. And the lady, so that, of course, they were delayed. So I said to her, you know, I really need it by Shavuos because, you know, it's Man Matan Torah Seini. So she calls me up, and every time she called me up, I couldn't figure it out. She said, Mr. Hartstein. Mr. Hartstein said, please call me Daniel. I didn't realize that that's not appropriate. You have to call me Mr. Hartstein. So it was okay. I didn't have smicha. So she says, don't worry. I promise you, you're going to have the bookcases by Shavuos. I go, Shavuos? The Shemitah year is already 3 years away. What are you guys talking about? Okay, she was talking about Shavuos. I didn't realize. Fine. Baruch Hashem, we did get it by Shavuos. So comes along the Chok Yankiv and he says as follows. He says, the old Kasva Achronim, Shalom Lishon, the Achronim tells us that we shouldn't sleep on the strike. Rak Loisik Batorah, only to learn Torah. The Yeshavu Hu Agadol V'Kfar Nishmashu Aminag said, this is a codified minag, everybody does this. Fine? And then he says that it's better to learn in a group. Lomid Yachid de Asara, right? The Kakiova says Asara, you have a higher level of Shechina. And there's a Tikkun Lomar. You say Tikkun Lal Shavuos, a special book, right? Kitch B'Toivlim, Kishir Ayom, right? And there are those that they would go to the mikvah, the Hasidim go to the mikvah, they wait already. This year is a good year, right? Because it's pretty early. Right? So what time they got a daven, probably already earlier, 4:30-ish, probably to start davening. So ready now by 3:45, the Hasidim, it's not such a long, for the Hasidim, it's like a nothing, right? Because they go Shavuos, they go home, they don't daven until Rabbeinu Tam, because you have to have Tamimus. So now they come back already, 10 o'clock, they come home. I don't know what happens, anybody know Hasidim, does the Rebbe have a tish?
Yeah.
He's a tish. So you go to the tish now, 2 o'clock in the morning, you learn for an hour, and then you have to go to the mikvah, and then you go shachris. Not so bad. At least they daven shachris. This is a good time for the chassidim. They daven on time. It's very exciting. So, personally, that being said, I will make the comment I've made before. I never understood how there are some shuls that they don't... Really, you don't have to daven vasikin. You could daven earlier, right? You could daven, like, during the winter. Many of us have no choice, not me. But many of us, you have to daven, go to 6 o'clock minyan, even though vasikin's at 7:10. So really, if you wanted to be a Kanaker, so you could do that, you could do that Shavuos. You can daven, instead of davening at 4:30, you could already daven at 3:45. So I think that's like so strange, that the one time a year we want to show the Kedusha level that we have. I understand why shuls do it, people in Nebuchadnezzar can't keep up. But okay, fine. Now, so he says that the people go to the mikvah, the Yesh Tovim, the Erev HaRegel. Some people say, no, you just don't go on Erev Shavuos, it's okay. We understand why do they go after they learn, because again, this heightened level of Kedusha. As I pointed out last week on my trip to Eretz Yisrael, I used to love and kvel to the time where I was actually able to sit for hours and hours and learn Torah. It's very difficult for many, and that's why many shuls, certainly not this one, they have breaks, 15, 20 minute breaks in between each shir for you to go down, mistama, right? There are some shuls that have barbecues, okay, we're not on that level yet, but they have the ice cream bar and they have maybe sternos going with food because people need to stop a ride. But here, the kedusha level of learning the whole night, so he goes to the mikvah. And then he says that, however, there are those that don't say asar, at least to learn is thus important. So then he says the following, it's a very important part, in the last line before the, whatever that is, that break. He says, and then the question is, why do we do the tikkun? The ikar tikkun lo tatnu rak lifnei ami aretz. The reason why they establish a very important chokako, the reason why they establish the tikkun, does everybody understand what I'm saying over here, what I'm talking about? Does everybody know what I'm talking about, this book? I should have brought it in, right? Of what we're talking about. We're talking about the way that it used to be. People would learn on Tikkun Leil Shavuos is they would have this book and they would read through it. First three pesukim, last three pesukim, through Tanakh. And then he says, the Amoretz, they invented it for those that didn't know how to learn. She'enun yodin lamed. So what did they do? They created a book for them to read. Everybody knew how to read knew the Aleph Beis. So this is what they would do. Then he says about Birchas HaTorah. We're going to explain that later on. So he says this is an early source from the Rokeach, so we know this is established halacha. So this is a very important chogakel because it already maybe starts to establish why it would be mutzah for us. Until now we said, based on the Magen Avraham, and we said the Zohar seems to say, he says the Mefurish, is a tikkun that was established. That's what you should do. You shouldn't learn anything else. You can't go to Shurim. But then the Chokyakov says, really, the truth is, the reason why we establish this is for the Am Yaretz. People didn't speak. You're not an Am Yaretz. Can you imagine a yeshiva bach? We'll see, Rav Adi Yosef's tshuva. A yeshiva bach, all he kvels to do is finally he wants to finish whatever Mesechli is doing. He wants to learn Bechavrusa, Bechamidah, to do Chazara with Unbar Basra. And now he's going to say, no, you have to do the Tikkun. That's not fair. So how can it be? So the Chokyakov says, yeah, that's true, you're right. You can learn whatever you want, but if you're an Am Haaretz, you don't know anything else, so learn something. It's not time just to talk and have a good time.
Who created the tikkun?
I said it's the name of the Zohar. The Zohar tikkun. I'll pick up all. So now, some very interesting sources in the Kaf HaChaim. So Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer, please, feel free. There's a next course that was being served now. So the Chol Yaakov, the Kaf HaChaim in source number 5 says as follows. Chag HaShviz, so he quotes our Zohar. He said, this is the real, if you want to see the real Zohar, don't, I underlined it after the underline. And before the underline is all this in our Aramaic, I would need my good friend Herbie Schneider to explain it to me. I don't understand it. V'chein kasav ashar kavanas, tzarech adam shelo yisham b'layla, Azos klal lios kol alayla na'arim v'oiskim b'toyra. V'da, ki kol mi shelo yashem b'layla hazos, afilu rega achas, v'haya oisik b'toyra kol alayla muftach lo, shishlam shenasa v'lo yere lo shem nezek. So this is different, by the way, a little bit different in the Mishnah Berurah. It says you can't sleep at all, so that's not such a good thing. That's not, keep that in mind. I've seen some of you during my, years ago, when Beth Abraham used to ask me to speak, so before I joined that other shul, so I would see you sit up in the audience, Baruch Hashem, you have a great crowd, right? But there were how many, a few people were, whatever, they were...
Nodding off.
Right, I'm saying nodding off. They were doing Chazara, Masechet Shena. So they say, right, Shum Nezek, Bishana, V'lo Od, Ella, so the, right, okay, many sources. Shalroy, Achaya Odom, Bishana Zeh, he's not going to become, he's not going to die. Medai Shul Yumus, Bishana Ahu. Haminag Hazeh, Yisrael Losik, Batorah, Kol El Shavuos. This is what the minag is. And then he says in Zayin Zayda Limud Lel Shavuos, he explains that he goes through the whole Limud. The Araisim, the Torah, and the Kesuvim, we're supposed to learn from each, and you do different Pesukim, three Pesukim here, three Pesukim there, backwards and forwards, and has a whole Tikkun for you to do. And that was the Seder Limud. Then he comes along, and I just broke it up in source number 6. He says, we have time to give him a pesukim. Why do we do the give him a pesukim? So he gives a whole time. Beautiful reason. I assume this is al pi Kabbalah. Bilel chag ha-shvuos lefi. So he says it's based on the Sfiras of Omer. Because the Zayin Sfiras, as we know, and the Hainu b'shvuah rishon, you have Nesakin is Chachma. We have Chachma, Bina, Das, right, Gvura, Chesed, right, all these things, Malchus, Tzveres, Sod, okay, all these things that we know. And it's based on that, that we have the three Pesukim, and it goes through a whole beautiful explanation, you can see it another time, that he explains, and that's why. So again, as he's pointed out, there's Kabbalistic reasons to this. And then he's quoting the B'ayim HaShikazah B'Shtei Alechem, the Suzik Mubra Kol Laila Mi'ev the Sibol, the Fachos Yom Mirat Tanakh today. If there's some reason the guy has to go to sleep, so clearly there could be medical reasons he has to go to sleep. Or your mom, she knows he can't do it. Listen, we all know that anybody who's ever, I used to have a friend, I'm not going to say his name, but he moved there to Israel, and so he used to always apologize to me. He would fall asleep during the shiur before Kenny came up with this great idea of having food. So he used to fall asleep, and he called me and said, I'm really sorry, it's not you, I just cannot, it's me, it is. So right, he has a little, what is it called, narcolepsy problem, and he would just fall asleep all the time. He said, you should see me driving, it's terrible. So we have to understand that. Let's appreciate that and say, you know, not, there's some people who manage, it's impossible, it's absolutely impossible for them to stay up all night. These people can't do it. So he says he should at least do the tikkun. So I remember my grandfather, I remember this very, very well. One of the, I think probably was one of the last Shavuos he spent with us. So that's what he would do. He was older already, in his late 70s, early 80s. So he would take out the tikkun and he would say the entire tikkun. He would stay up until whatever, chatzos, whatever it was, and then he would finish and then he would go to sleep. So he said, at least that a person should go ahead and do. Okay, that's good to know. And then he says, what about the women? What about the nushim? Right? What? So I don't know if anybody ever saw this before. There is, I've seen in this own shul over here, some women come to Tikkun Lel Shavuos. Great question. Is there a chiyuv for a woman to Tikkun Lel Shavuos? So the Shel Shavuos Rav Paulim does have a truth on this. But the Kav HaChaim quotes it, and he says, wait a minute, you know what it depends on? This is great. Do they count Sfiras Omer? Right, so Mishnah Berurah says they should. So some women, they want to count, probably Kedarka B'Kodesh, the same women that like to count Sfiras Omer and say, don't tell me what the Mishnah Berurah says, I want to count Sfiras Omer, probably is similar to the women that want to hear. He says, go ahead, why not, let them do this. Some people, we have issues, you know, about Mikra during the night, so he says that Nashim, Hanukos, Lusor, Sfiras Omer, Kamosha Kosa, so they're allowed to say Tanakh, others maybe they shouldn't, we're worried again about night and learning Tanakh. Okay, then he says, well, Yanki asks, what about the second night? So this is a many sources that are discussed over here. Rabbi Yosef says this as well. The Tishkei Tshuvos has this, that there were many, especially the Hasidim, or Sheni, Shalchag HaShavuos, Yishtadot Gamke L'Kavaya Torah, right? So at least you should do something. To stay up the whole night, Hasidim or Rishonim. There were those that did that. Obviously not in Eretz Yisrael because it's not Shavuos. I had one on a conference call today with my company who's in Israel, and they're telling me about what's the big deal. We'll have a conference call. They said, we'll have a conference call on Tuesday. I said, I can't have the conference. What do you mean? Where are you going? Why can't I go? Second day of Shavuos. I go, oh, right. You still have to celebrate the 2 days. But so you should stay up all night. But he says, at least you should learn more. At least we should learn a little bit more on that night, different than other nights of the year. She also limur gamalayla zeh, so maybe do the tikkun as well. But lel sheni shel shavuos b'chutz la'aretz yilamid ha'tanach, like we said before. Finally, he ends off in Yud Aleph, Yizaru shelo lidaber sichas chulim kol ha'layla. Specifically on this night, you have to be very careful with your speech. It's a very holy night. And the gates are open for us. And he says, don't say Devarim B'Talim, right? Of course, not things of, right? The Yetzer Hara is gonna want you to do this. Don't do it. It's B'Simcha Rabba Tzvilas Halev. Kadesh Yosso Yoyser, you should do more. Pri Lamalo, the Yigdal writes, this is a night that you have the school of the Torah, and you should be very careful with what comes out of your mouth. Okay? So, if you turn aside, Ravad Yosef has a very nice tshuva over here, where he develops this idea. Ravad Yosef's tshuva here in Chelek Gimel, Siman Lamed Beis, is actually discussing the following shaila. The Shiva Bacha comes to him, and the Shiva Bacha says, is it true that we really have to do the tikkun of Shavuos? What can I learn with Pesach or Mishnah Gemara like I wanted to do the whole night? So Rav Avi Yosef says, as follows, in the middle of the truva recording, V'yeshul ha'mi v'davar l'kayim l'gabi yichid yisgula v'levat, sh'arei kol Yisrael ha'yishenim b'layla zeh. And l'chein, so many quote this minhag. And he says, this is not just a minhag that we saw in the Midrash Rabbah, he says this is something that we saw in other places as well. Rav Yechia Salach, who's one of the gedolim mukubalim of the Svarish community, says as follows, Vasidur is a Tzchayim, Vasidur is a Lashon Hashar Kavonas, Vasidur is a Adam Shalom Yishin Klal B'Lai Lazeh, Vios Nor Kolei, V'Osik B'Toyra, V'Chol Mi Shalom Yishin B'Lai Lazeh, Afilu Rega Achas, V'Osik B'Toyra, as we saw before, Muf Tachas Mi Shalom Lo, Kol Nezik Right, anything bad behind, and this is many Shuvas. So then he says, V'Sefer Shrei V'Chol Sabar, so he quotes the Shalom, and he says, V'Vore Maisa, tells over the failing Maisa, the not famous Maisa, because I mean, I just learned it once, but the famous Maisa of the Beis Yosef, and that's as follows. The Maisa's father. She osik b'leil shavuos. The Mishnah said the Zerayim. Zok the Beis Yosef was learning Zerayim. Zerayim. That's not on the list. The Az Nishma Kol Malach Hamalach Hamagid Midubar Mipi Hakadosh El Maran V'Divrei Idur Musar Haskil. Right. Whatever something came down and said to him. Excuse me, Shulchan Aruch. What are you doing? It's not appropriate. You have to do the tikkun. V'chein b'seir v'chem d'sa yamin, v'chein d'si dab, in the shells of Shuvah's life David, v'chein kasav amina, kam v'forsum v'chol tzvus v'zidol l'kos v'layla shavuot, v'chabura seder, right? Of what? Mirabein Harizal, as we said, this, as we know it. The Omnam, Shemati Ketzas, Loimdim, Karvi Loimdim, Baram. Those are a little bit, they like to learn a little bit of Rambam. Below Rasul Loman Atikon. They don't want to learn the Tikon. It's not good for them to learn. Shead the Chilos, the Sof Suke, Parshios, the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim, right? Beginning of the end of the Parsh of each Parsh, then the Nevi'im, then Ksuvim. The Loto, also, Luvanois, the Meshe, what?
Luvanois,
yeah.
Bama.
Yeah. Right. You're going to learn the Rambam? So this would appear not to be appropriate. We'll see that he's going to go back on this. But he says this is a pasha. You're going to sit and learn Rambam? You have to learn the Tikkun. You're going to tie into me. I don't like it. It's not fun. Good gazette. Hey, no, we don't tell you on, I don't like all those slichos in Yom Kippur. Okay, so don't you don't like it? Okay, so what do you want to do? You want to learn Gemara instead? Go ahead. I know it's not a good comparison, but okay. Right, especially in some shuls. Then he quotes the Emek Bracha and others. I never knew this. But the Gra, they say, also used to say this as well.
The
Tikkun, correct. The Adua Maisa, everybody knows, of course, the famous Maisa that he tells over, the Magen Midubna. The Dam Rizumi Hayabachai Ushu is the base medrash Hagodol Shel Gra. He was in the Gra's famous base medrash, not to be confused with the Gra Shul. And the Gra Hayulom and Atikkun Shel Lel Chagashavulis. The Hamagid Midubna Lama Talmud, and he was sitting and he was learning Talmud, and what's going to happen over here? Obviously, the Gra is going to say to him, what are you doing? And what is the Magen Midubna going to say to him? Let me tell you a story. So he says, the Gra, Madua Eina Lama Natika. The Heshu Kedarka Bakaydish? I'm going to tell you a mashal, give you a mashal. But he tells over this whole beautiful Maisa about a guy that doesn't know how to work, and he goes and goes out and tells him to work, and he doesn't know what he's doing. It's a long mice, you could read it. It's a very nice little Marshall Nimshel basically saying, this is what I know. This is what I know how to learn Gemara. This is what excites me. This is what you know everything. You know Kol HaKol Torah Kula. So what's the difference to you? Whatever you learn, it's fun, it's exciting. And then he says in the last paragraph, Mikol Makom Nirusha B'nei Yeshivos Shalomdim Talmud B'Laila Zeh V'Shkida V'Hasmada. They're going to learn in the appropriate way. And l'mchus v'yadam. Sheyesh l'hem al nishu yismichu. Right? Don't go crazy on them. They have what to be soymich on. This is after what he said before. K'mo amr b'chazal. The Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, she'en adam lomeid ela b'makom sheli b'chafetz. Everybody has their own thing. Some people nabach lo aleinu. They like to hear crazy people get up and give shurim and tell jokes. Okay? That's liba chafetz. That's good for them. Other people like certain things, right? Baruch Hashem. We have nowadays, I think more than ever before, we have the so many, because they realize this, especially in our generation, this is certainly true, where we see that people are interested in certain things that make them very excited. So they created a dafiyomi. People want to learn one daf, they like Gemara. Other people don't like Gemara. So what do? They create a Nach Yomi. They create a Halacha Yomi. They have, right, all these things. They have instead of doing a Daf Yomi, they have a Blat Yomi. Whatever it is, Kol Libacha Vespo. That's an extremely important thing. Some yeshivas have this. The yeshiva that I went to, they had pick your shiur. You had a 6 o'clock shiur. You had 8 shiurim to choose from. What are you interested in? What excites you? Now the question is, do we make that exact connection or not? I'm not 100% sure. Obviously, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is not talking about Leil Shavuos. It's talking about in general that a person shouldn't be distracted with people saying, "What are you doing? You're learning." This is a time for Gemara, right? I experienced this in my life. I was not drawn to Gemara in my youth at all. I was not excited by it. I was very excited by Halacha. I just told somebody the story. So everybody remember in elementary school we had to take this test called the BJEs. So the BJEs, so you had to take the test, and I was not the most astute student. I know you're very surprised by this. And so I came into the principal's office, or shiva, whatever you want to call it, and I sit down. He's going through my BJE scores, which probably never saw such. He thought maybe it was a golf game with such low scores. And he looked at the halacha section. And he goes, "I don't understand." He goes, "The Gemara and the Chumash, the halacha section got every single question right. What's going on over here?" I said, "The Gemara about a seventh test called Liba Chavitz." No, it's like, yeah, I said I didn't like Gemara. So it happened to be, it's a true story. He actually added for ninth grade. They added a halacha seder. They had I don't know if it was because of me, but we had somebody teach us halacha as well. But that's what the truth should be. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing embarrassing about it. Right? A person, okay, I'm not saying that a person likes, I don't want to be disparaging to anybody, right? This is always my question about tapes. I'm cleaning out my garage. So I had all these tapes, all these Torah tapes. So this, I don't know, sorry, there used to be this thing called a tape recorder. So they used, right now they have CDs. Okay, so there are some people who, I don't know what the answer to this is, so I could be wrong about this, right? You have an hour to learn, you sit in the car, you're going to work, whatever it is. So there are certain tapes that you put in, I always wonder to myself, is this really learning Torah? Right, there's a famous personality who teaches Jewish history. So is that considered learning Torah? Or is a famous person who likes to tell stories the whole time? There's Musar in it. So maybe that's true. A person's going to get a lot more out of from either a Rabbi Fran tape or somebody who's giving him Musar but just tells stories through Musar. I don't know. Kol libachafetzba. Something very important to understand. Bottom line, he says, is that a person is allowed to do that. And that's why we have a little bit more of a leg to stand on when it comes to what we do on Tikkun Leil Shavuos. So we shouldn't feel so bad. And that is that either, as we said in the Kaf HaChaim and the Chok Yaakov, that maybe it's only something that the Ami Aretz used to do. That maybe it was just a Tikkun, no pun intended, that they made for those that didn't know how to learn, and we can learn whatever we want. Or as Rav Avi Yossi says, it's better for you. It's gonna keep you involved, so then you should go do that. One could imagine, especially in our generation where you can't sit for so long, to just sit on a book the whole night is going to be very difficult. And therefore we have shurim to excite people, to keep people up. Finally, in source number 8 is the Halicha Shlomo. The Halicha Shlomo here says as follows in Perek Yud Beis. Halicha Shlomo is Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. There's a recent sefer published maybe a year ago. Right, last Pesach they published it on different things he holds. So he says that he held in based on the Magen Avraham, as we quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, Sheminag Rov Halomdim. So we Narim Behol Laila Zeh Vosik Batara. V'pam Ar Lufanav Talmud Shilasni Taivo. So it makes a lot of sense, right? On a regular day, I would have this time as well. A person says, you know, in my yeshiva they have a minhag, they stay up all Thursday night. I'm telling you the truth. Thursday night, I'll tell you what happens. I go to Basikin, we go back to our rooms at 6 o'clock in the morning, whatever, 7 o'clock in the morning. I sleep until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't learn at all that day. Is it good? So Shlomo Zalman says, you know what? You're in the 364 days a year, you would be 100% correct. But Tikkun Leil Shavuos, that's not a good excuse, right? The excuse that we started off with, the person says, I have to tell you, I just think this is the craziest thing that you people stay up. Because tachlis, what is it? You don't start your shiur until 12 o'clock. So what are you learning? You're learning 12, so you're learning an hour, 1, 2, 3, 3.5, right? Not even, right? So let's say you learn so far, it's 4 hours. Of the 4 hours that you're learning all night, so you have, how many breaks do you have? You have 15 minutes break here. So, sahakol, you're learning, what, 3 hours maybe, 3.5 hours. He says, 3.5 hours? Trust me, I'll learn 4 hours during the day, no problem. So you would think, oh, it's a good time. I'll learn five. Maybe that's good. So he says, no. He says that you can't go ahead and do that. That's not appropriate on Leil Shavuos. He's right in what he's saying, he says, nachon, that normally you're right, but that's not appropriate for a person to do. Of a klal gadol hu, the chol goyim day, right? This is not the appropriate thing to do. And then he goes on about how your children are. This is the appropriate way. This is the way we want to show our children the chashivas of Torah. It's a great chinuch lesson. Not that we're giving chinuch children, but a great chinuch lesson for our children. Hopefully you have the same zechus that I do. You go home and you hear the birds chirping, and now it's the morning, and now the kids run into your bed. Abba, you're home. Where were you all night? You tell them the whole story, and then of course your wife explains the story, and she explains how important it is now to be extremely silent for the next 6.5 hours to have you sleep a little bit. That's very good chinuch to understand. Where was Abba the whole night? He's up. Why was he up all night? Because this is the time we accept in Matan Torah. This is I think a very, very important chinuch. This is what Shlomo Zalman ends with, and that's what he says, and I think it's a very beautiful idea. So we see over here that, number one, the tikkun is a very important thing. Staying up all night is very, very important. Anybody that could go ahead and do that without difficulty, obviously, any medical situations, please consult a true Orthodox Rav. And I have a good story when I shut off the tape, and when you go for your second round, I'll tell you the story. And you should go, whatever the situation is. But what we learned from tonight is we started off that this is a codified halacha based on the Zohar, based on the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Chok Yaakov, who has a little bit different. And the Chok Yaakov, of course, said that you don't necessarily have to learn that. And from the Kaf HaChaim, we saw many different shitas. But we saw that the Rav Avi Yosef and others hold this way as well, that it's not necessarily that you have to learn the tikkun itself. You can learn other things, kol liba chafetz ba. And Rav Shlomo Zalman ended off explaining the importance of trying your best to stay up on the site, even if he knows that mathematically he can learn more the next day, that still is not the appropriate thing to do. We should take from this in the important Musa Haskil of the importance of Chag HaShavuos, as we pointed out many times, that it is not, the Jews do not have holidays that remember an event that happened. We are not the other nations that do that. We live in the present. Whether it's Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we're not just remembering the Ribbono Shel Olam take out of Mitzrayim on Pesach, we remember the Agat Levincha B'Yom Ahu in the present, so too Shavuos. Shavuos is not a time we remember that Hashem gave us the Torah, and that's why we're staying up. No, we're Makabel the Torah again, that's why we have to stay up. We have to say, no, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want the Torah. And we saw the, I would say, a little bit scary words, that this is what we're doing. The Ribbono Shel Olam looks down on us and goes, oh, look at my children. My children are sitting and learning Torah. They want to accept the Torah again. Maybe this will be the year where we get that schus. And that frightening line that we saw, wherever you want to take it from, but originally from Zohar, that anybody that learns on that night, bad things won't happen to him. But seriously learning. Right? And no joking, no fooling. We saw the name of the Kavachayim. So we should take that and have the schus and mitzvah Hashem of accepting the Torah anew, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will finally give us the Torah again with the Binyan Bayis Shlishi, the Meher of Yameinu. Amen.